Your explanation of P.J. Fleck with a punchable face, John agrees with you. He has a punchable face. That is good enough reason for me.
I calls him like I sees him, Gary.
Would, if he was the head coach in Lincoln, what would the reaction be? Think of the personalities of head coaches around here. Tom Osborne. Well, let's start with Bob Devaney. Tom Osborne. Frank Solich. Bill Callahan. Bo Pelini. Mike Riley. Scott Frost.
I don't think it would go over here.
Remember, he takes over the football program.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have an oar on the back of the Nebraska helmet.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't go over well at all here.
So is he pigeonholed into programs where they haven't had much success and he goes in to do some CPR on them?
To some extent, yeah, because I don't think he's going to get the keys to the castle at like LSU or USC. Maybe USC.
I think the job that he would covet the most is Notre Dame.
Okay.
I think Matt Campbell, Notre Dame, Ohio State are two that would draw him away from Ames. Sometimes coaches get, and Kevin just tweeted at us in the JTech Construction Twitter feed about Fleck, and we've gone back and forth about this before. I'm surprised that Fleck hasn't already left Minnesota. Our other school is not a fan of his act either. Surprised Tennessee, for example, didn't come looking. He has a really aggressive agent because his name for the last couple of years has popped up for jobs. And he quickly denies it, but his name gets mentioned. His name's not being mentioned for USC. I haven't seen his name mentioned potentially for LSU. That could be open. Sometimes you get to a place and you get the keys to the castle and you're comfortable. 19, I think, changes opinion that they can win the West. That Minnesota is a viable candidate to win the West. And it's not, let me get here, let me win 11 games. I haven't been here that long, so I got to stay a little bit longer. Let me do it again, and then I'm going to get out. It may have been convinced that Minnesota is a real team in the West and that they can compete with Wisconsin and Iowa and that they can win the West Division. If not, he's starting to look after this year. But again, he's got a great deal there. He's got an athletic director that got a great relationship. Their facilities for football are really, really good. They've spent some money, and again, they have their own stadium. They don't share it with the Vikings. They don't share it with the monster trucks. They share it with some concerts, and that's about it. So it's just a football facility. And he's getting a place where, people probably get more agitated by a Vikings loss on a weekend than a Minnesota loss. So he may have found the place that he's at. Hey, win 8 games a year, 8-4, perfect. We love that record. Do some of those 8 wins, as long as you beat Purdue, beat Northwestern, beat Illinois. And in your other division games, find a way to go 2-1. Beat Nebraska, and then either beat Iowa or Wisconsin, we're good. And you can be 8-4, PJ, and sweet. Zach writes in about this model of kind of how Iowa football is, where Iowa football is 8-9, 8-10. Then they'll drop back down. You know, they're not all the time 9 across the board, and if it gets to that point, then you're like, but they're going to have, in a 4-year period, they're going to have that one, like, magical season. 2015 was an example. Now in 2021, they're having that magical season. Zach says, the Iowa model of up and down season, he thinks that's where Nebraska is headed, if they can back up to that. 9 across the board over a 4-year span, or go 8-4, 7-5, jump from 7-5 to 10-2, and then back down to 8-4. Would you take that instead of 9-3 every year? Because you're guaranteed that one of those years, you're going to have that one season where you win your division and maybe you are knocking on the door of a playoff.
I'd take the high. Yeah, I would. I'd take the one low for one high instead of four across the board.
You know what coaches would say? They would say, well, because they want just stability and consistency.
Yeah.
Where every year they can go, all right, I'm going to look at that schedule. We're going to win nine games. Gentlemen, what do we do in the other three? That's what a coach would like to say. Instead of, no, man, I can't ride the roller coaster. I can't go 7-8 and then 12 and then drop back down. Because you know why? People are like, whoa, all right. I guess that one year was a flash in the pan. I mean, the model of 9-9-9-9, some are 9-10-11-9 again. Very few of those programs in this country that exist. We're seeing now, and as things change of immediate eligibility, the transfer portal, where you could hit on a couple of guys and it can greatly impact your team, you're probably going to get more of the dip here, back up, dip. I mean, look at Kentucky, for example. Kentucky hit a home run with two guys in the transfer portal, a quarterback and a wide receiver. And now Kentucky could be looking at an 11-1 season. But yet they're probably going to drop back down to a 7-8 next year. And then another 7-8. And then maybe they get lucky again in the portal and they bump back up and they win nine games coming out of the East Division of the SEC. We have diagnosed Minnesota perfectly today. But Minnesota, they got to win a football game on Saturday. I mean, started out the show today saying, is the phrasing must win or can't lose? For Nebraska, I'm going to say can't lose. You can't be 3-5 in a bye week and continue to say how good we are. 3-4, last three results, I'm listening. I can see. But in a game against Minnesota on the road, you can't go with the same 3-5. But look how good we are, because now the opponent is different. And the record, if the schedule wasn't like it was with the three top 10 teams, the record is probably a little bit different. I mean, maybe it looks like it's 5-2. But it is what it is, and the record is exactly who Nebraska is. They're 3-4, and you're frustrated because that has the potential to be a better than a 3-4 team. That's why I say it's a can't lose.
You can't go up there, lose, and then 3-5 is simmering for 13 days because then it's, oh, no, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
Sky is falling.
And this is a team that has, as the weeks have gone along, they have taken steps. Players, position groups, some elements have not taken a step. But you can't keep going along and then lay an egg in this game. I know that anything can happen on any given Saturday. It's weird. It's college football. You just told me about chaos in college football and all these ranked teams losing. Remember, you're selling hope and promise. And you've done a good job in the performance. I haven't purchased yet, but at least we're sitting down across the table from each other. But I'm probably, even after a win this weekend, if that's what the result is, I'm probably still not signing the papers yet. But at least you still have me in your office and we're still talking about the details. I haven't gotten up and said, yeah, I'm going to go across town to my good friends over at Woodhouse Place Nissan as I leave Woodhouse in Bellevue.
What do I have to do to get you into this program today, Gary?
You know what? How would you like to do some role play in the next segment? Are you into role play, you and your wife?
That's a personal question.
Okay, I thought I would just ask. You're right, though. That's kind of the guy. Scott Frost is selling you right now on his football program. What do I have to do to get you into All In? I just watched you walk around my lot and look at the vehicles, and I've gotten you back into the showroom, and now I got you in the office. I always wonder that when I go, and when I've ever been at Woodhouse, how come those people that have, like, they don't have the cubicles, you know, that are out where everybody can see, they've got the fancy, they're in the offices that have real doors. How come they don't ever put anything on their walls? Just a side thing there. We're going to do some role play when we come back. You ready for this? I know it's all early right. in our relationship. Usually okay. people save that for like a month in before they get into the full role play and you figure out what each other's fetishes is.
This isn't like a save the relationship type of thing, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. We're going to play some sports role play because you're on to something here about how do I get you into the program? Because I would say if you were selling me a car, I would say, well, we're sitting here and we have the lease papers right there. I mean, I'm already kind of.
I'm going to buy. I'm just waiting for the right number to come along. Let me run to the back room, talk to my manager here.
For people that are just tuning in now, they're probably like, whoa, what has changed middays at the Zone? I thought we were doing sports. Now we're doing something.
Yeah.
Coming up is Andy Kendi here in about 15 minutes. At least we think. Tom Chattel stops by at 1 on this Tuesday, where the NHL starts tonight. The Kraken. The Kraken are in action. They take on Vegas and then Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh. I am a Penguins fan. I would like one more cup before the core is done. But Sid and Gino are not starting the season. They are starting injured. I am not super confident about the Pens this year. I think they'll find a way to sneak into the postseason. But this isn't the year that they get one more cup before the core is broken up. But I'll tell you who my NHL pick is. To win the Stanley Cup. It is not the team that is going after their third in a row. They had some turnover in the offseason. They still have a nice core, but I don't think they're able to find a third straight Stanley Cup. Because, I mean, Tampa has to lose in something, right? They lost last night. I mean, this isn't the year of Tampa Bay. The Rays have already gone by the wayside. The Bucks are not going to win the Super Bowl. The Lightning aren't going to win. And they're not getting the Raptors back. They've gone back to Canada. All right, 1223. It's the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone.